This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The first humanitarian ship chartered by the UN to transport wheat from Ukraine left the southern port of Yuzhny on Tuesday. The 23,000-ton shipment will go to the World Food Programme's humanitarian response in the Horn of Africa, where famine threatens the drought-hit region. According to WFP, a record 345 million people in 82 countries are facing acute food insecurity, while up to 50 million in 45 countries will confront famine without humanitarian support. WFP chief David Beasley acknowledged that although it will take more than Ukrainian grain to stop world hunger, with it back on global markets, there is a chance to stop this global food crisis from spiralling even further. Resumed maritime traffic in Black Sea ports will ease some global supply disruptions and allow Ukraine to empty its grain storage silos ahead of the summer season harvest. The UN Special Envoy for Myanmar, Nolien Heizer, has travelled to the country for the first time since her appointment last October. Ms. Heizer, a Singaporean women's rights activist, will focus attention on the country's deteriorating situation. Early last year, the military overthrew the elected government and launched a bloody crackdown on protesters and has been in chaos ever since. Efforts by Myanmar's Southeast Asian neighbours to restore peace have been hampered by the country's recent execution of four political activists. Her visit comes a day after the country's imprisoned former leader Aung San Suu Kyi was convicted on additional corruption charges, adding 6 years to her earlier 11-year prison sentence. Despite that, Myanmar's military rulers agreed to a plan to restore peace and stability in April 2021. Little progress has been made as the state has slipped into a situation that some have characterised as a civil war. UN Secretary-General António Guterres has announced the appointment of Simon Steele as a new UN climate chief. Mr. Guterres hailed the Grenadian national as a true champion of creative approaches to tackling the global climate crisis. Mr. Steele had previously served as his country's Minister for Climate Resilience and the Environment and has been among a handful of prominent features from vulnerable nations demanding that rich countries step up their efforts to combat the climate crisis. Reacting to a recent scientific report outlining how climate change is already affecting more than 3 billion people worldwide, Steele warned that inaction would be catastrophic. Nothing less than the most extreme measures to cut emissions and adapt to this crisis can be justified, he said. Amidst rising geopolitical tensions and a global energy price crisis, the new UN official will face the task of putting countries back on track to meet international climate goals. Katie Dartford, UN News.